So it seems like NVIDIA's open models are really making a splash in AI research. The article claims 145 papers at ICML 2026 are using their Nemotron models. That's a pretty big deal.
Yeah, and it's not just Nemotron. They're also seeing a lot of use with their Cosmos and BioNeMo models. This is a clear indication that open models are becoming foundational to how AI research gets done.
I'm a bit skeptical about the extent of their impact. I mean, 145 papers is a lot, but ICML accepts thousands of papers. What's the real influence here?
Well, it's not just about the number of papers. It's about the areas they're being used in. Robotics, autonomous vehicles, biomedical research. These are all significant fields. And it's not just NVIDIA's research labs using them, but also other companies like Basecamp Research and Merck.
That's a good point. I can see why this would be important for researchers who need reliable access to open inference. But what about the technical details? Are these models actually delivering on their promises?
From what I can see, the models are being used for a range of applications, from predicting protein function to generating synthetic data. And there are some specific examples like DreamDojo, which is using NVIDIA Cosmos to predict how robots would handle objects in new environments.
Okay, I think I'm starting to see the picture. This isn't just about NVIDIA's models being popular, it's about them enabling actual research progress. I'd still like to see more technical details, but I can see why this matters.